Welcome to Barclay Medical Practice. Please press 1 to receive a text message with a link to our How Can We Help service, where you can search for information, advice and practice services online. Press 2 to receive a text message with a link to our online appointment services. Press 3 to receive a text message with a link to our prescription services. Press 4 to speak to our prescription team. Press 5 if you require help with an on-the-day request and wish to speak to a member of our team. Please hold and your call will be answered as soon as possible.
Hello, surgery, how can I help?
Hi, is it possible to speak to Leanne, please?
Ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's James from MMA Legal.
And what's it regarding?
It's regarding Mr. Jordan McCourt.
Have you got a date of birth?
Yeah, it's the 16th of October, 1992.
And you said Leanne?
Lynn, sorry.
Okay, just a second. Hold the line for me.
Yeah, no worries.
Sorry, can I take your name again?
James.
James, 2 seconds. I'm just going to transfer you through.
Brilliant, thank you.
Hi, it's Lynn speaking.
Hi, Lynn, it's James. Calling from MMA Legal. How are you today? You okay?
Hi, I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. I just thought to just call just to try and resolve the issue instead of just doing back and forth. So I've tried to call Jordan myself, and it seems like we're both running into the same issue. When I've rang him, it just says the phone's not in service or anything like that. So I'm going to send him an email address, obviously confirm if he's changed phones. And if he's able to provide us with a new number, or maybe just to explain the reason as to why his phone was in service.
I don't even have an email address for him, otherwise I'd have done that, but we don't even have an email address for him on our system.
Yeah. What's the mobile number what you have on your system for him? Is it ending 115?
What was his site name again? Is it
McCourt?
McCourt, yeah. No, the one we have ends 8640.
8640.
Yeah.
Okay. That might be his own number. I don't know if he's got his phone turned off in this one. We've had a bit of issues with this in regarding to obviously details matching on your system compared to our mandate. Unfortunately, we're not able to put a mandate in a previous address. It has to be within the address he's residing in now, or it wouldn't be a valid letter of authority at all. From what I can see, we have provided previous addresses, what he confirmed to us where he's been. And one of them, as you stated, did match what you have on your system. So are we able to continue with the request and to have it
I spoke to my manager because I'm relatively new to doing this copy notes, so I didn't know what to do going forward with that.
Yeah.
So I'd asked her, because there was multiple addresses given, would I be allowed to confirm with yourselves which one it was? And she said, that's when she said, no, speak with Jordan first and ask him if I'm happy for us to say to you, yeah, it's this address. Because obviously we would need the mandate that we would need would have to obviously match from what we have. She's told me I have to speak to Jordan first of all to get the okay for me to confirm which address it is with yourselves and then get a new mandate signed.
I don't believe that's correct, because we can't have a mandate what's not within his residing address. It would be an invalid mandate if we ended up putting it in a previous address. So we won't be able to send subject access requests on his behalf if we put it in an address he's not residing under.
The patient's mandate, all the details need to match what we have. So the original mandate obviously didn't match his address to what we have on the system. So we would, that's why obviously we weren't able to go any further with it. And then when yourself has came back with three different addresses, one of them does match. So I just spoke to the manager, as I say, because I'm just relatively new to doing this. And she had said, before going any further, I have to speak with Jordan to see that if he's happy for me to say to you guys, yeah, it's this address, before going any further.
Right, okay. Is it possible just to get your practice manager's details, or just a phone number to call them on so I can get my manager to speak to them? It's just in relation to obviously the procedures for subject access requests, because we have had other GPs where the address, what they have for their GP, is not their current address. And when we're able to provide the previous addresses, which they may have used for the GP when they've registered, if it matches up, they've just been sending us the records, because it does match. Like, it is, what I'm trying to like stress is that we, from like a legal standpoint, we cannot have a letter of authority signed in a previous address. It's just not applicable at all. It has to be his current address, or we wouldn't be able to act on his behalf.
If you give me the if you can give me your manager's number, I can pass it on to her. Name's Lynn as well, and pass it on to her to call. I just don't know going forward then, because as I say, our mandates need everything, all details need to match. But I need to, I can't go any further with that for myself. I'd need to ask Lynn to call your manager then to discuss it.
Yeah, that's fine. Obviously, I don't want you to be stressed out of the situation, obviously, with being new and all. Have you just got a number you can provide me for your managers? It's just because at the moment...
It would just be this number.
It would just be this number.
It would be this number, yeah.
And the practice manager is Lynn as well.
Her name's Lynn as well, yeah.
All right, fantastic. What I'll do is I'll get my manager to obviously speak to your practice manager as well, just to obviously try and get to the bottom of the situation, because I obviously don't want to cause you any stress or anything like that. But,
no, not at all.
I just know for a fact that we just can't have a mandate signed in the previous address. It's just not valid at all. And we wouldn't be able to do any form of subject access request in previous addresses. I will
obviously try. It all lies with the patient, because he's obviously not updated his address with us. This is where obviously the problem lies. It looks like he's staying elsewhere and he's not updated his address.
Yeah, of
or
course.
Or possibly his telephone number, hence why we can't get through to him. But that, I think that's what's happened, because obviously the original mandate has an address that's not with us. So it's like he's moved, he's just not updated his address. So obviously that's why we're trying to get in contact with the patient as well to see where he is actually as he's staying. But no, that's fine. If you just want to give this number and Lynn, and we can take it from there.
Yeah, no problem. That's fantastic. Well, I appreciate your time anyway.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Have a nice day, Lynn. Bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.